It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath, talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell.
Good morning, Austin, Texas. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on 104.9 The Horn. This is Johnny Rogers. Welcome, everybody. Casey is not with us today. He is down fishing at the Bisbee. Ashley is off fundraising somewhere for the U.S. military right now. We miss both of them, but we are joined with Will and Jimmy Frazier.
Man.
The king of the East Side.
The East Side. That's where I'm at.
Oh, it was good hearing from Big O. You got to love that guy. He's a
Big O.
Teddy bear, man.
Big O.
Big teddy bear, Big O.
Talking about some of those players that we had during the Makovic years. Yeah. You know, you talk about the Ricky Williams, the Leonard Davises. I mean,
we got Priest Holmes, Sean Mitchell,
man. That guy was the fastest thing that Austin, Texas had ever seen. Yeah.
I just love that, you know, we have access to insight from a player that's, you know, from the 40 acres and kind of has he's got a buy in to what's going on over there. And, you know, we've had a tough year so far playing football, and then you add on all the extraneous things that are actually getting piled on, and you got to remember all the time these are 18 to like 22 year old kids.
Yeah.
You know,
well, unless it's BYU.
Yeah.
Then they're 32 to 35.
I was on a mission for 10 years pumping iron.
Yeah. I got my 12 wives at home.
Octavius brought up a very good point that there's just so much more on these kids' shoulders now than there was when he was playing.
Sure.
But there's also a platform for these kids to now have. I mean, there wasn't Twitter around. You think Big O was checking his Twitter account at halftime?
No. And that's the other thing. It's like everything you do as a player and there's iPhones out there that are taking pictures. We didn't have that pressure before, you know? Just didn't. And it's crazy. Social media. It's all out there.
I also think it's an easy out for a lot of folks that as this team hasn't produced what they've wanted to produce, I think it's easy to be like, oh, there's just too much stuff going on there. But, yeah. I mean, that's not happening in Tuscaloosa.
We probably wouldn't be talking about if they're 5-0
Let's be honest about that. Yeah, it's a tough year, guys. They got so many things on their mind and X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And then they got to go out and try to play football. I mean,
So let me ask you this. To win out, I mean, does Herman have to win out to get out from underneath the scope, or are we happy with a 500 season?
Nobody's happy with a 500 season. Let's just put that out there. I mean, nobody's happy with a season under 10 wins in Austin. Maybe it's getting complacent now, but anything under 10 wins, not too long ago.
Yeah.
Well, it was a disappointment.
Yeah, 10 wins. I was going to say with Mac, I mean, 10 wins was like, eh.
Yeah. But now you're starting to get to the point where we're getting further and further away from Mac.
Yeah.
And now you're like, well, a lot of people that have gone to school and have become Longhorn fans, they don't know what it's like to see.
That's a good point.
11, 12 wins.
Where's Charlie right now?
He's calling defensive plays at Alabama.
That's right. That's right.
You know, after Lane Kiffin put it to Nicky. Yeah. He said, you're going to call the plays next week when COVID City was running around Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
But
So we got the Longhorns. They got Baylor today. And then looking at the next couple of weeks, they got to go up to Oklahoma State, up to Stillwater. Oklahoma State's been playing some good football.
I just don't see Texas winning out like you're saying.
Yeah,
earlier.
There's no way. Oklahoma State, Iowa State's a big push. I mean, those guys are good.
Kansas State's playing good football.
Now they do have West Virginia at home. That's going to help being here and not have any travel out to the East Coast. But then they got to go up to Kansas in November, play in Lawrence. Then they come back. They got Iowa State, and then the last game of the year, you're going to Manhattan to play K-State, and we all know that K-State's just been one of those teams, like TCU, that has just had Texas's number.
Well,
and Going on the road to Kansas, up to the Little Apple.
They don't make, you know, Kansas State plays good fundamental football. They don't make mistakes.
That's so true.
And it's going to keep them in the game regardless.
So we got six games left, and of those six games, I mean, what do you think? I mean, does Texas have to win out, or are they going to be okay with you know, winning five out of the next six?
I don't know. Finishing strong. Hey, is there going to be a bowl season, though? That's what I want to know.
Have they come out and talked about that yet?
Because who's going to be traveling, and why would bowls even host teams if they're not going to have fans?
It's true.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if there's no bowl season, then what's the point? You either go to the Final Four, or you're just going to sit at home anyways.
Well, and you're starting to see some of these higher, you know, ranked players that are going to get drafted. Mm-hmm. The running back, I believe, out of Kansas just said, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I mean, if you got an opportunity to better yourself, mm-hmm. better your career at the next level and make some money, why are you messing around up in mm-hmm. Kansas for the next couple of weeks?
I've got a question for you. Let's say Texas just lays an egg and they lose every game, and let's say somehow they come up with Urban Meyer as coach next year. Does he get Sam to come back?
Oh.
And because everybody's getting a free year this year.
You're right.
And really to try and actually try to come in here and legitimize his legacy, get that fifth year, you get a new coach, maybe stamp that Big 12 championship. But once again, I'm talking Big 12 championship next year, and Texas is really, you know, a lucky play away from being 1-3.
Sure.
Right? Or whatever we're at, 1-4. But would you consider that if you were in his shoes? I mean, where do you have to be in the draft to say, I'm just going to go and not use my free year back in college?
Well, I mean, if Sam came back, it would change everything. It's almost like, you remember the scene in Hoosiers mm-hmm. when Jimmy decides he's going to play and everybody gets pumped. By the way, one of the greatest movies of all time, Hoosiers. But you know, Sam's, I don't know, man. Sam's done enough for this university that he's earned his right to say, see you, fellas, I'm out.
Yeah. I get that, but does he want to, you know, does he want to try to have that legacy of being a Big 12 champion or being the quarterback at Texas and going to the Final Four? Does he want that on his resume?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously he does. Yes, but right. Will he? That's a good question. I don't know. I asking a kid to give up, you know, his career for a year just to write the
show. Yeah, but what is his career in the NFL? Do we even know that? I mean, you got access to the NFL. What are they saying?
I don't know if I've actually asked that question. What's Sam's position? Your eyeball test, and mine, I see Sam being a guy a lot like a Colt McCoy, mm-hmm. a lot like a Chase Daniel that might have an opportunity if the dominoes fall correctly and he gets mm-hmm. some playing time. But if I'm Sam and I got an opportunity to go to the NFL for mm-hmm. 8 to 12 years and hold a clipboard and make $3 to $5 million a year and walk away with sanity and not broken bones mm-hmm. and aches and pains, that's a pretty great career.
Yeah, I get that. But if you're a sixth or seventh round draft pick, do you just say, hey, let me go try to let me come back?
But even if Sam stays and plays another year, does his draft status go up that much?
No, you're right. I mean, we've got
enough film
he's
on Sam.
He's a four-year starter.
That the NFL, they already have their decision made on what mm-hmm. kind of a player he's going to be. We know he's a leader.
Yeah.
But can his skill set translate to that next level? And you just never know.
I mean, do you think he's an NFL quarterback or just a really good football player?
I think he's probably third, fourth rounder that's going to go to.
He's every bit.
He can be a career backup quarterback. That is one of the best positions
in the world. I get that. But you can be a career backup whenever.
Yeah, but you look at somebody like Tebow, who was a leader and a winner at the college level, and then he gets to the pros, and you know he does win a playoff game. I'll give him that, and I got a front row seat to it because my brothers were up there in Denver.
We all watched that.
But Sam's skill set is so much better than Tebow's.
But I'll tell you what, the transition to the NFL. Do you see they're going to sit Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, two a time.
Good.
Wow.
Well, they should.
I love Fitzpatrick.
I don't know if they should because he's having a decent season.
Yeah.
And you saw his reaction, and it was so real to see Fitzpatrick sit there and say that, God, I just hit me in my heart. You know, he feels like this is my team and I'm playing well and I get the process. But that's – you're still the – if you're a quarterback in the NFL, you've got a – you got some sort of ego, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
You, I mean, you have to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And any time you get your position taken, it's got to be tough. But he obviously knew that the day was coming.
Yeah. Oh, obviously. But you know, with the injury and how they want to kind of slow play, get him in and, you know, and groom him for – you know, to be the franchise, you know, the face of the franchise, I would think that you just want to, hey, listen, we're going to move you in slowly, slowly, see how that year goes. And if the year drops off, you know, then we can get you some more playing time. If not, we're just looking for 2021 for you, you know? But
personally,
but,
I think Tua is a really good quarterback.
Oh, he's going to be a great quarterback.
I loved watching him play in college. His arm, he throws a tight spiral. It's nice.
But what a great position for Tua to be in to learn from somebody like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
And when you heard him talk, you heard Ryan talk about the guys, the starting quarterbacks that affected him and what he learned from from those guys. And now he's able
– he's the journeyman.
Harvard-educated guy. I mean, the intellectual knowledge that he's about to pass down to Tua.
Yeah.
And he's going to be Tua's biggest fan on that team.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
And so you just don't see that level of – I mean, I don't – maturity, if you want to call it that, or just couth.
Yeah, well, Fitzpatrick obviously is a very mature guy, and he'll probably be on the sidelines and give all his support, and he'll be back in the game. Tua's a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna make mistakes. All
right.
Fitzpatrick's probably just going to, you know, he's going to watch him make some mistakes, come back in, and probably lead the team again at some point in the season.
I mean, he might be a Cowboy next year.
Maybe.
I love the Fitzpatrick at, what is he, 36, 37?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah, he tucks it and still runs it. And just amazing.
He's the guy that you would go and play for.
Oh,
if I'm a guy
if
on
you
that
look
team,
at him, he is having so much fun. I mean, he is just loving every second of that game. I just love watching him play.
Yeah.
I do. And, you know, isn't the marquee name of your, you know, your Kyler Murray's, your, you know, he's just loving the sport, you know.
He's fun to watch, and we got a big weekend of NFL coming up. A couple of the early games you got the Panthers taking on the Saints down in New Orleans. I think they're going to start letting some fans back in there to the Superdome. That'll be good. You got the flex game on Sunday night between the Cardinals. Just jumped up and took that. It's the Cardinals Seahawks. So they got flexed to the night game. Also on Monday night, you got the Bears coming back. So that'll be late night for me to watch both those games.
Is Foles playing quarterback right now?
Yeah.
Is he starting this weekend?
Guys, I'm telling you, I said it from the beginning that Foles was going to come in to Chicago, right this ship. And here's the thing that at least Nick knows, he doesn't have to do too much. They've got an incredible defense in Chicago.
They do.
An incredible defense. And I'm not trying to... you know, relate it to the team that everybody thinks about, the Ravens, when basically Trent Dilfer, all he had to do was not turn the ball over.
Exactly.
I don't think that the Bears defense is that dominant as that Ravens team, but they're really good. And if all Nick can do is just keep the offense on the field, have some drives, and he is. Nick can make those big-time throws that we all knew Trubisky couldn't make.
Right,
yeah. How cool would it be if he made another run with another team?
Oh my gosh.
As a backup.
I told you. Think about it. If Nick Foles wins a Lombardi in Chicago, he'll have
he's going to be a hero.
He'll be the first NFL player to have his own statue outside of two stadiums.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll be sitting up next to Michael Jordan's statue over there in Chicago if he brings the Bears to Super Bowl.
Like, how would you like to roll in Philadelphia being Wentz and you walk by that
every
statue
day. Every day?
Did they put a statue up before?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
It's either Philly or Philly Special. And it's Foles and Peterson, you know, when it comes over to hey, you want to run this?
Yeah. I don't think Wentz might not be lasting that long either.
No, but God, he plays hard.
I know. But
I mean, he plays so hard, and he is what the Eagles are.
Right.
Not that great, but
blue collar.
Blue collar.
Blue collars do it.
Yeah. NFC East. I don't know. It's terrible football, if you ask me.
Yeah. How did Daniel Jones, that 80-yard run that just got sniped about the 15-yard line? They lost, so probably didn't get clowned as openly in the locker room. If they'd have won, he'd have gotten really clowned by that team.
Yeah.
But what happened? Did just too excited?
Excited. It's going to be exciting. Come on.
Probably has never run that far.
When did?
Wait, how far did he run before he got caught?
I mean, 80? it was an 80-yard
yeah,
run.
Yeah.
And there was nobody within 10 yards of him, and he fell. It was a great. There was a great meme I saw.
First day with his new feet.
Bradley Cooper from American Sniper. Remember that scene where he gets him? Oh, it was hilarious.
So, who's Navy's playing? Who were they playing? I'm trying to remember what the spread. It's in Annapolis too. Gosh, Army and Navy actually are.
Army plays Mercer today.
Yeah.
I think so. So they should probably get a win.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a great game coming up for Army-Navy game. They're both decent teams this year. There's not one. And it's always a good team. Even when they have horrible season, they always bring their game on
Army played UTSA last week in San Antonio, right?
Yeah.
And they won with their rotating, I think, their fourth and fifth string quarterback. Now, I know at Army, quarterback is not the traditional quarterback, but that's pretty funny, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I got Mercer. Yeah, they're playing Mercer. I didn't even know Mercer had a team.
I don't even know where Mercer is.
Yeah, neither do I.
Next to Vasher.
Right next to Westlake.
Yeah, next to Westlake.
Go Shaps.
Good job.
Seven.
Number seven.
Damn right.
Did you guys ever McCallum, because that's where you went, right?
Yeah, I went to McCallum.
McCallum.
We never played Wesley.
You never played.
If they played us, they would have stomped. They would have curb stomped.
Yeah, we.
It would have been ugly. When I was at McCallum, we were probably a 500 football team, and this would have been in the mid-90s. I actually went, I graduated in 97 also, and Westlake was just hitting their stride. Schroeder?
Yeah, Ron Schroeder.
I mean, y'all should have won way more state titles, too.
Correct.
Just letting you know.
Well, that's great to hear. I mean, I got mine, so I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That was a big deal back then. The Austin American Statesman was a big deal back then. You would open up the sports page, and it was like Westlake all over the place.
It really was.
You can go look in the box scores and see Rogers scored.
Yeah, that didn't happen much.
Drew Brees to Johnny Rogers.
Yeah, no, my senior year, I did not. I definitely didn't score a touchdown because I only played on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Junior year, yeah, I threw a couple passes, threw a couple touchdowns. I mean, Drew went down in the playoffs.
Were you the backup?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So we were, junior year, Drew goes down the third round of playoffs against Alice. Mm-hmm. That was a tough game down in Alice. Those guys know how to play some football.
You tell me your dad was on the UT coaching staff.
Yeah.
And y'all didn't go get your buddy.
Well, that's a great topic of conversation. We're happy to chat about it. But the University of Texas at that time had already taken two quarterbacks.
He had Walton. Or who did they take? Walton.
The two quarterbacks that year were Major Applewhite that they got. And then it wasn't Marty Cherry. Marty, I think, was the next year. Matt Cicero from California. Yes. He was a big-time prospect out of California. I mean, Drew only had two scholarship offers coming out of high school, period. Kentucky and Wyoming.
I know. He's a stud in high school.
Well, he was a stud. But he was also coming off his junior year.
With a leg.
Coming off
a
knee injury. So when you – if you're not – a huge prospect at that time. You had to go to these colleges in the summers and go to their camps to try and get noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. So
Drew's going to camps, but he's playing with, a big brace on his left knee. And in high school, Drew had a rocket for an arm, but it was a slower delivery, right? And so a lot of coaches didn't think that
Quick enough release.
At the next level, those cornerbacks will jump on it.
And now he has one of the quickest releases.
And now he has one of the – but he had to. But that's what Drew does. He always adapts and always finds a place to stay. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. More with Big Ugly Tailgate. Long live Jerry Jeff. Rest in peace. One of the great, great songwriters, singers. Really gave Texas country a voice back in the day.
Absolutely.
Him and Willie and those guys.
Oh, this guy's one of the originals. Legend.
Sad day, but Going to play a lot of Jerry Jeff today.
I love the storytelling songs. Yeah. You know, just...
You don't see a lot of that anymore. Man. Now it's just about bragging about what you got.
That's right.
But Jerry, man, I got to just sing.
That's right. How do you brag about nothing, man? That's what I'd sing about.
Jerry wasn't worried about blinging.
Nah.
He, you know... And especially country music these days, you just don't know what's going to come out of the airwaves.
No,
you knew what Jerry was going to sing about.
Some of that new stuff, just can't get into.
But just, I mean, that voice, I mean, you can hear that guitar. You just don't, there's not that authenticness to country music that you used to have.
That's just a man and his guitar right here, buddy.
That's it. Well, good morning, Austin, Texas. A beautiful, cold morning.
Sports.
Shout out to all the donut dads out there listening in.
We got Lee Corso talking to Herb Street about Tom Herman behind you there.
And what do you think they're saying about Tommy right now?
I don't know. I'm wondering if, I don't know. Just everything we say, need to win.
Might as well put us up there.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, what can you say? Just win.
Just win. Score more points on our team.
Another action today in the top 25. You got Clemson taking on Syracuse. Big 10 football is kicking off. Ohio State versus Nebraska. You got big game out in the East Coast. North Carolina State taking on North Carolina. Mac Brown still cannot beat Free Shoes University, his alma mater.
Throwing this aside.
You got to do it when Florida State's down.
You have to.
You have to. Because it was hard enough when they're on top.
Mm-hmm. And they're rebuilding.
They are. I like that guy, Norvell.
Yeah. Norvell's he's a great coach.
I think he's going to do good things there.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Heather, we got big action in the SEC. Alabama playing at Knoxville, going down, play some Tennessee football. Notre Dame, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a little salty team. Yeah. They might give Notre Dame. That's always a good matchup.
Yeah.
That's just some good Midwest ground and pound football.
Okay. Who's A&M got today?
Who do the Aggies have? That's a good question. I'll have to pull that up.
Okay.
Well,
you got two ranked Big 12 teams, Iowa State going to Stillwater to play Oklahoma State. You got Penn State playing at Indiana. Virginia Tech taking on Wake Forest. Michigan versus Minnesota. What do you guys think about Minnesota? PJ Fleck rowing the boat up north.
I love it. I like P.J. Fleck.
Does that?
I really do.
Could P.J. Fleck translate down to University of Texas? Is he that kind of guy?
Do you think?
I think they want a marquee. They want a. I don't know. I mean, I would love Chris Peterson coming. Yeah. I mean, love that guy.
I like the guy in Kansas State, Kleinman.
Yeah,
but those aren't big enough names.
No,
Peterson is.
Peterson's but he's very vanilla.
Yeah,
just vanilla.
He wins,
though.
That's the thing.
But, I mean, P.J. Fleck and what he's been able to do, I mean, he has Minnesota ranked.
Was he at? Central Michigan? The Chippewas?
Yeah.
Didn't he have them 11-0?
Yeah.
Before he got that job? Right. So, he's got some skins at lower level.
And I think he even owns the trademark now of Row the Boat. It's not like they get to keep it when he leaves.
So he started that?
Yeah, so he's the Row the Boat guy. Yeah. Now he's in Minnesota, and they got the oars and all that kind of stuff.
But it's not going to be.
It's very shticky. I just don't know if shtick would work at the University of Texas.
I don't need anybody rowing a boat
I think
Texas.
We need Leach. Bring on.
The pirate?
The pirate. That's right, dude.
The mad scientist.
Plundering through the streets of Austin?
That would be amazing.
I would. I'd love to. I think he makes a little bit more sense maybe at College Station. But,
who, Leach?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love it. That'd be so funny. He would dog his own alumni base. He's so funny. Who's Clemson play again today?
Syracuse.
I think that's the best team in the country.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. You watch this ETN kid play.
That dude
is amazing.
Really good.
So what do you think? It was Texas minus 14.
How is Texas getting minus double digits?
Now it's Texas minus 9.
Well, you still take Baylor.
Yeah, I take the points.
Right?
Yeah, I would.
Just out of principle, I could never bet on Baylor.
I just don't understand what Vegas is thinking, though. They've had, three lines? TCU and now Baylor, all double digits favorites?
Well, no, Baylor's now minus 9.
Well, it was at minus 14.
It was minus 14.
Who the heck is buying Texas at 14? You're crazy.
Big spread right there.
Give me a break.
The Aggies play at home against Arkansas today.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. That'll be a good game.
Arkansas's kind of doing some things.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Jimbo's not.
Jimbo's. Hey, they beat Florida.
Well, why would you? Why would you? If I know I'm getting $70 million no matter what I do.
So you're telling me he's just collecting paychecks. He don't care.
Win-win.
I mean, who cares? $70 million in the bank? Who cares if you ever get another job? He's going to be out at Lake LBJ here pretty soon with the other retired football coaches out there. Him and Fran are going to be on, you know, Slick Rock.
Is this his one contract and then he's done, you think?
I would be.
Is it it's a 10-year deal,
right? It's a 10-year deal.
Yeah, they're about, close to halfway through it.
Yeah. No buyout.
No buyout. He signed the best contract in the history of sports.
Again, the life of a football coach is pretty tough. And if you've got an out with $70 million in the bank, deuces.
Oh,
I am out.
But, you know, when did all the, even the strength coaches are making big, big money.
Well, just because it's big, big business.
But that's happened probably in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because before, you know, you're making, $100,000, $200,000 per season.
Well, when I was growing up, you didn't know the strength and condition coach's name.
Now you do.
Now you know everything about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew those guys from just because my dad was on staff, but really to me it was Mad Dog was kind of the first guy, the first strength coach that really had personality.
He was kind of a face of that strength program.
And I remember when the University of Texas played against North Carolina in the Sun Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was Mac versus Makovic that year. And
that's when Priest Holmes went off.
Yeah, it's when Priest Holmes, there's a great photo of him jumping over. But I remember when I remember Mad Dog from that experience because he was the guy, because you have the barbecue that everybody goes to, or the chicken wing eating contest between Texas and North Carolina and all that. And Mad Dog would have this chant, and it was one of the coolest things. I was like, that's what I want.
Yeah, he was a leader running around there.
Oh, my God,
huh?
He was a leader.
So he was on the Tar Heels staff during that.
Yeah.
And then Mac brought him over here.
And then Mac brought him down. And and then the guy just had so much personality. But I remember kind of the knock on Mad Dog here at the University of Texas was he got players too big.
Okay.
they were big and strong, but not very flexible.
Right.
And almost overdid it to some extent. Would you agree, disagree?
Oh, no, I agree. At your level, you want to have flexibility and speed. And if you're just concentrating on old school stuff, how they used to play,
wishbone,
bench squat, everything, get big, get injured easier too. You want to, it's a science now. These guys are all into everything.
I mean, they have nutritionists, every type of therapy you can find.
The training table just used to be, an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Now it's
they've got specialized, you're going to get this shake right after practice, and then 2 hours later, you're going to eat two chicken breasts, a pound of pasta, and whatever else. I mean, they have it dialed in.
You remember that, the movie Major League, where he's sitting in the horse trough of water, and they rev up the John Boat engine for the spa?
Yeah.
I remember, the science has gone kind of crazy because in high school, they used to give us salt tablets. That's the worst thing you do, in 110-degree weather. No, drink water. No. Here's some salt tablets. No. Water makes you weak.
And a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, anybody got a cigarette I can bum real quick? Get a heater in at halftime. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, I think Bear probably smoked on the sideline.
Oh, I'm sure.
Woody
you know.
Hayes?
Yeah, they, you're right. I don't remember any. I remember seeing basketball coaches smoking. I mean, like Red Auerbach would smoke a cigar.
Yeah, after the game.
During the game. When they would win, when he would light up, they were like, yeah, we got it done. But I don't remember seeing many college or pro football coaches smoking. I don't think they smoked on the sideline.
No.
Maybe not.
Maybe it was just afterwards.
Yeah.
Just
science.
That's just weird seeing athletes and ex-athletes smoke cigarettes.
Well, when you've,
but they're good for you in the 50s, right?
Sure. And all the celebs were looking cool. Just
dude.
Those ads and all that.
Oh,
you don't see that anymore.
It's funny. My my grandmother decided to start smoking because it was in fashion, and then quit the next day because she didn't like it.
Interesting. My mother's never smoked a cigarette in her entire life, and she came from Indianapolis. That's a hard thing to do.
Man. Tell you what. Mm-hmm. So, Hunter, do you hunt at all, Johnny?
A little bit. I like to bird hunt.
You like bird hunt. Do you do dove? Do you do, quail? Do you do duck? What do you do?
Yes.
Yes, all the above.
Well, I basically, it's a, you know, I'll, whoever's going to invite me, I'm in.
Skeet.
Yeah, I don't like to duck hunt. I did a cast and blast like 10 years ago, and it was one of the most miserable. Like, duck hunting to me, getting up at 4 in the morning to go sit in a blind and wait to call in. No, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm good. Now, sitting in a field, waiting for birds to fly over, you know, drinking some beers, shooting the bull, that's fun.
Having hunting dogs is amazing when you've got there.
Oh, dude, if I can't take a shower before I go out in a blind because something might smell me, then I'm not doing it. Just letting you know.
What about yourself, Jamie? You like to hunt?
My favorite is hog hunting. I do like hog hunting. But,
yeah, that's because you like to slaughter.
That's true. You ever been up in the Hilos?
I've been in Hilos, not hunting.
To hunting, that's what I'm saying.
No, never.
Would that be fun?
Not really.
I don't think so. Hanging outside of the helicopter?
No.
You like the actual hunt of it?
Yeah. Deer season's coming up, and everybody goes, we're going deer hunting. In fact, we're trying to get Casey up with us next, like November 5th-ish, around there. And, you know, I enjoy going out there. I enjoy shooting. But to me, stalking something or setting up the stalk and go out and finding it, that's the fun part.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I really enjoy.
Well, I've watched some of the show Meat Eater on Netflix, mm-hmm. and Steve...
Ranella.
Like, I enjoy the heck out of that show. That's a fun show to watch and educational for me because I just didn't grow up.
Yeah. Well, those guys have to take care of their whole bodies because of the extremities of the hunts that they take. Correct. They're like out there for a week
athletes.
At a time.
They are
and they are actually
They spend
stalking.
A couple days tracking, you know, bulls or whatever and just...
This ain't showing up to the corn feeder and letting somebody pull a deer out with a leash, is it?
Yeah. Hey, cue the wildlife.
I always like feeders. He's like, hey, you've been given, you know, basically going to McDonald's every day because they've been like free McDonald's.
You're like, dude,
coming up.
Did you?
It's like,
is that thing shooting out cocaine?
just like, you're like, how tough is it to shoot a guy walking out of McDonald's?
That's
easy. Yeah. Very easy. That fat dude goes to McDonald's, gets a quarter pounder at 12 o'clock every day.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to sit up by the RV over here.
But that back strap from the dude walking out of McDonald's just isn't as good.
It's good. It's not that tasty.
Just doesn't hit the same.
It just doesn't hit the same.
Tasty.
Back strap's good, though.
Oh, yeah. I love back strap.
Do you guys know how to, like, clean and dress the deer and everything?
I don't. I know how to eat it. I buy a deer every year I have a buddy Casey and he's got some Lano and they'll shoot a couple deer and I'll split one with him and I love the meat, but you know I've been out hunting a few times, but
that is a skill. People understand that. Yeah, you can go out and shoot the deer, but be able to clean it right and you know cut it, quarter it, and if you want to save the skin, deer skin or not, and I mean. I got a buddy, Steve Joyce. He's really good at it. And then another buddy, and then Craig Flowers. They're both very good at doing it.
Yeah, I just watching it, you know, when they're cleaning it out and not, you got to really watch where you're putting the knife. Because if you hit a certain gland, it ruins the entire deer.
Whole meat, right, the poison meat, yeah.
And I'd just be afraid I'd mess it up.
Yeah.
Okay, I got this.
I'd shoot a deer take the whole body to the butcher.
When your dad's a football coach, that's during hunting season. So we just never had that experience.
That's true.
To do that until we came down to Texas, and you know, my buddies in college would take off for the weekend, and I'd be stuck at the fraternity house not doing anything. It's no fun.
Yeah.
So then you kind of start getting interested, but I didn't shoot my first deer till about 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. It was. In North Carolina, of all places.
Really?
With a buddy and down near Wilmington and shot my first deer. And it was a rush. I get it. I mean, it was a great experience. But the next part is where I kind of lost some interest. And, hey, we got to clean this thing. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I just shot it. I'm done. Yeah. Like, no, Johnny. You gotta drag it over here.
I have a hard enough time seeing my own blood.
It's true. That's true. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to end the show with more Big Ugly Tailgate.
Even London Bridge has fallen down and moved to Arizona. Now I know why. And I'll substantiate the rumor that the English sense of humor is drier than the Texas sand.
Jerry Jeff Walker. Long live Jerry Jeff.
Rest in peace.
I wanna go home with the armadillo. The good country music from Amarillo and Abilene. The friendliest people and the prettiest women you've ever seen.
Indeed. Long live Jerry Jeff. Rest in peace. One of the great, great country music artists of my lifetime. Got me through a lot of college nights, high school nights, sitting around a campfire drinking beer, put on Jerry Jeff. That was good living back then. Still is. Wow. Listen to a lot of Jerry Jeff Walker today.
Colonel just texted in, the Army versus Navy just announced they will be played at West Point this year. Which is a big difference.
Yeah.
I mean, small crowd, so they're going to do it at West Point.
Mikey Field.
It's usually where it's in Philly, right?
Philly or
well, they rotate.
Or,
yeah. They rotate, yeah. So they're going to do it on campus? Is that what you said?
Yeah, at Mikey Field at West Point.
Nice.
It's a smaller stadium, but it'll fit perfect for a smaller crowd. They're gonna allow in, you know, the West Point cadets and the
cadets only,
and midshipmen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many of those games have you been to?
Count zero.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been one.
No.
I didn't go to West Point. Had no affiliation. Or didn't go to Annapolis.
I got to give a shout out to my brother-in-law. He played at Army.
Yeah, he did.
He's listening right now. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, he's.
I keep
one
talking
of the,
about him here.
West Point was
wide receivers ever.
Always top 10 greatest wide receivers Army football. Caught a touchdown, man.
That's one. Yeah.
That's one touchdown, baby. That's one more than every other wide receiver at Army.
Probably. Are you allowed to catch touchdown passes at Army?
I think it was more of a screen, really.
Yeah.
Hey. But anyways, that's my little story about Army. Beat Navy.
Go beat Army, Navy. Beat Navy. So what else we got going on the weekend, guys?
UT football.
UT football only, huh?
Yeah.
I'll be watching games all day. I don't know where, but we'll figure it out. Last week, the OU game went over to Jamie Frazier's house. That was a fun time.
That's fun.
It was a real good time,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it was a good time. The overtime.
He's got a
overtime.
Great. Yeah, I know. That was
Here's a question.
A 5-hour game.
And I haven't really had a chance to talk about this, but going back to that Texas OU game, I mean, you go after the first or second overtime. You got to, in my mind, you got to go for two.
I thought they should have gone for two in regulation. Really.
I agree. And what I'm saying is that it's the kids were so tired.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just. I mean, the end of that game wasn't going to be. This team's better than that team. It came down to who wants it more. I think when you have an opportunity from the 2-yard line to win the game and walk away. If that happens and they lose, I'm okay with that and with Tom. Because I can justify that to my, you know, say, hey, we had a chance to win. Mm-hmm. I want a guy who's going to go after.
Yeah. I really wouldn't have cared if they just would have ran a simple quarterback draw, too.
Sure.
I mean, you had just you had OU's defense on heels for the last 5 minutes of the game. They're gassed. Get up there. Snap the ball. Sam right up the middle. If they stop you, hey, they won.
Correct.
If not, that's the guy that I want the ball in this situation. Mm-hmm. So I always
thought it was weird when the UT went to overtime, they picked, I think Oklahoma won, and they said they want
to. Well, if you win, you're supposed to defer.
Right. But here's the deal with that is their defense had been on the field for forever and getting beat up. You almost want to swap it around at that point. But, you know, I'm with you. If you had a chance to win at the end of any game, just do it. Don't go to the overtime.
Well, I just think with the circumstances, I think that favored, you know, the momentum was all
UT at the time. Correct.
And I.
Yeah.
No, we're there. We're single for two.
Oh, that's right. You're there. So
I'm looking up here at the screen, the television. It says the Raiders' entire starting offensive line on reserve. On the reserve COVID list.
Who's their entire offensive line?
Chucky. That's why Chucky's losing all his hair right now. That's right.
Whose defense am I going to pick up this afternoon?
Yeah. Seriously.
Is that who you got?
I don't know. I hope they're playing Pittsburgh.
Well, and also breaking news, Antonio Brown.
Oh,
back
Bucks.
In the mix.
I told you. That's Antonio right, Brown. And who else is coming back?
Dez.
Dez Bryant.
Dez with the Ravens.
Yeah. Dez Bryant, Antonio Brown.
But when was the last time Antonio Brown's played football? It's been over a year, right? A year and a half?
2017, 20.
Yeah, I think
2 years?
Yeah, it's been 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, is this guy really going to make a difference?
Well, if you're for one play, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're making, the thing is, these guys are trying to fill up the roster with possibles
true.
So they can make the push.
Make the run.
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
And, you know, maybe we'll need him, maybe we won't. But I can stash him on my...
Sure, it doesn't hurt to try.
Right.
Okay, let's say, you know...
Insurance policies.
He's not a big producer, but again, his skill set is like nobody else in the NFL has that skill set.
Oh, yeah. For a good 3 to 4 year period, you could say he was the best wide receiver in the NFL.
No question.
They went crazy.
You know, and yeah, absolutely. Go crazy. But that guy was he was a stud.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt.
I mean, that Pittsburgh offense, I mean, Ben was chunking it all over the place to him and Bell back there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
but I mean, it's the rich getting richer again.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you got somebody like a Tom Brady, that figurehead that's trying to push for one more.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like back in the day when Tampa Bay used to do that with Gruden. You know, all the old guys went to that team for that one last push.
Yeah.
Or even remember when the Lakers started bringing on like Karl Malone and Gary Payton and all those guys just for that last push. But if you're going to go anywhere and you got an opportunity to go play with Tom Brady, the GOAT,
go do it. See what
Why
happens.
Why not?
The Gronk finally got in the end zone.
I know.
Finally got in the end zone.
It was
he
good
just
to
looks
see
old.
Him.
Like, he's out, and I get he's catching passes and doing things, but he ain't the same Gronk.
No.
Oh, of course not.
No.
Of course not.
That Gronk spike didn't really look like a Gronk spike so much. It was like I'll just set the ball down.
It's a lot easier.
And Gronk's been, you know, he's been an NFL guy for 10 years now.
Yeah. You know? And he was such a physical player.
Yeah, that's his deal. He never took a play off.
No.
I mean, every time he caught the ball, he was looking for somebody to go hit.
Yeah.
Every damn time, you know?
You know what I've discovered? I hate the Patriots a little bit less since they left.
Since Brady left? You hate the Patriots
less?
Is it that you like Cam Newton more?
If you give me Cam Newton or TV, I'm taking Cam Newton every day. Every day.
Yeah. You're crazy.
Did Antonio play in a game last year? He was.
I don't think he.
Who
no,
Cam
who played the first? Yeah, he played for one game.
He was on the Raiders for like a heartbeat, right?
No, I think he played for.
No, he played. No, Antonio played with the Patriots. Yeah, he played
game.
For a game.
Oh, yeah,
that's
but
right.
But wasn't he in spring training with the Raiders?
Yeah. Right.
I think he on Hard Knocks and everything. Anyways,
we'll see.
Well,
gentlemen, enjoy the conversation on the Big Ugly Tailgate and stick around you're going to hear us for just a little bit longer.
About 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. Got another show coming up.
Bucky comes in, starts doing the pregame.
But appreciate everybody listening in to the Big Ugly Tailgate. And
the JJW version.
Yeah, we'll send you off with little Jerry Jeff. Rest in peace, Jerry. Adios.
Adios.